We summed up the sugya of Halach, the two Mahalachim, or we call the Beis Yosef Mahalach. The ikar of Halach is that you're giving the money b'shas ma'isa, and what we'll call Rashi's Mahalach. Oh, I brought a whole box. So. What we call Rashi's Mahalach, which is that. That's Rashi's Mahalach, that as long as I say there's nothing to have it in Torah about, there's nothing to have it in Torah about, that's also considered to be Halach. I don't have to actually be giving it to you b'shas ma'is. Now, we can't go back until we learn the actual Rashi on the Amud Aleph. And I ignored the problems with Rashi himself, because the problems we're going to discuss today have nothing to do with the broader sugya of Halach. Rashi says, the way I said, that Tai Chaylach is anything where I say there's no reason to have it in Torah. That's Rashi Shita, and what we call the Beis Yosef Shita, probably most Rishayim, is that you have to give it. And nothing's going to change when we learn Rashi. However, there is a problem with Rashi. The Gra in the Ois Aleph brings a Ran, which I'm sure you saw. Rashi said, "Hey, look, loy hate seisim behein shalach." So the Ran is the kash, and the Gra brings it. The milva loy tzar nigna. What that means is the following: when I give you a pekud, I give you something to watch. I tell you I'm going away, and I want you to watch my chayfitz for me, and you're a shaymer. Then nobody argues. You take the chayfetz and you put it in your house. It's my chayfetz, wherever it is. If it's in your drawer, if it's in your closet, wherever it is, as long as you don't steal it, as long as you're watching it for me. When I give you a pekudin and it's in your house, it's my pekudin every minute. It's like you're my shliach to hold it. You're my person who's watching it for me. But it never became ois mine. Still mine. Wherever I am, let's say I want to make it Hegdish. And I go to Beis Hamikdash, I say, the Kevi, which Pliny is watching for me, it's in his house, should be Hegdish, so it's Hegdish. Why? Because it's mine. If it's mine, I could be Magdish it, I could sell it, I could do whatever I want with it. That's by Pekot. A milva, when I lend you money, and I give you cash, and I tell you, you want to borrow $1,000, here, I'll lend you $1,000. I give you a bundle of $1,000 bills, and I give it to you, $1,000. Now, somebody could say, it's the same thing as a pekudin, as long until you spend it. As long as kol zman you're holding it, it's still my money until you spend it. Somebody could argue that way. But the words milva lo tzar means it's not that way. That the money, as soon as I give you these $100 bills, they're not mine anymore. They're not mine. They're yours. If I want to be magdish them, I could be magdish them. Of course not. I gave it to you, and you can spend it. We call that milva lo tzar nidna. A loan is given to be spent. And when I give you cash to spend, the minute I give it to you, it's not mine anymore. Milva lo tzar nidna. My nafka mina. So one nafka mina that we had in Kiddushin is the following. Let's say a woman borrows $1,000 from me. I give her the money. And the next day, I go over to this woman and I say, Hariyat mukudeshes li with $1,000 I gave you yesterday. Is that a good kiddushin? Now, if she spent it, there's nothing to talk about. If the money doesn't exist anymore, it's zichah not a good kiddushin. But let's say the money still exists. The money is still in her drawer at home. And I say, you know that money that's in the drawer, that's my money, right? I gave it to you. So, hariyat mukudeshes li with that money, it becomes yours. You don't have to pay me back. It's your $1,000. So the Gemara says, Hamakadish bimilva ain't a mukadeshus. If I'm a kaddish you with loan money, it's not a good kedusha. And even if it's be'en, even if the money is still sitting in your drawer, it's not Mekudeshes. Rashi says of the Farish and Kiddush. Even if it's still Ba'an, why isn't she Mekudeshes? Because Rashi says, because Milva lights on it, that means that when I gave you the money, it ceased being mine. It stopped being mine. And therefore, I can't be Mekadesh with that money. Because Milva lights on it. Now, let's say it would be the same thing with a Pikadin. Let's say a man gives a woman a keli to watch, and it's in her house. And the man says to the woman, Harayat Mekudeshes Li, with the Yenna keli, which is in your house, and now it'll become yours. That's a good kiddush. That's a good kiddush, because it's my keli, and I'm making it become the woman's. That's taka good. So we see that there's a basic difference between a pekadin and a havar. A pekadin, when I give it to you, is still mine. And when it's in your drawer in your house, it's still mine. You're like a shomer for me. You're like my shliach to watch it. And when I give you cash, it's not that way. When I give you cash, it's only that becomes yours. So this is the Ranz Kasha on Rashi. What kind of heiluch is it? If I lend you $1,000 and you say, I'm only minded that you lent me $500. And what are you saying? That $500 that you lent me, the original bills are still sitting in my drawer. So therefore, Rashi's saying, there's nothing to have a din Torah about. The original money is still in your drawer. So for Ekdoran, now what are you talking about? Milvalait Sonin. When I gave you the $500 still sitting in your drawer, who cares if it's the original $500, a different $500? It's not my money. The Leiva now, it's the Leiva's money. The Leiva owes me $500. I can't say, give me dafka those. I say, I want only hundreds. You're giving me 20s. I say, no, but I want those $500. You didn't spend them yet. I can't force that. It's not mine. So Zakta Ran, Rashi's a Pella. Watch her, she's saying, Loi Hoit Seisim. Nehain Shalach. It doesn't make sense. That's not Heiloch. And that's what he means when the Gra brings the Lashon Haran. It says, Aval Aran Chaylik Alzeh, V'kosav. Da Milva Loit Zon, no? V'dafka B'Pikadin Hadin Kei. Dafka B'Pikadin, by Pikadin, will be Maidah to Rashi. If I give you a Pikadin, and you're holding it at home, and then we have a din Torah. I say you owe me two pekadins, you're my down one, you say it's in the house. So then Rashi's right. It's still my original pekadin, it's Henoch. But on a milva, Rashi's a pella. Milva is not that way.
Pekadin of money?
What?
If you gave him a pekadin of money.
A pekadin of money you also can't spend. There's a chiluk if it's tzurim. If I tell you, watch money for me, I give you a pocket full of change. So the assumption is that you can spend it and just give me back different ones. If I give it to you in a bundle, the assumption is that I mean for you to hold on to that bundle. So if I give you a pekadin of money, you're right. It will be a pekadin of cash. That's a pekadin. There's no difference. Pekadin of money, it remains mine. But by halva, it doesn't remain mine. That's what it's up. Pekadin is lava, it's on it. I don't mean for you to spend.
That doesn't fit into the Gemara. Mana li biyadcha. V'aloi me'enlocha biyadi elenura. V'heilach.
This is the language Shas uses for every loan. Mana li biyadcha. That's the way the Gemara usually talks. V'aloi me'enlocha biyadi elenura. And I saw maybe in the Shita Mekubetza someone wants to learn that way in the Rashi. The Rashi went to Gemara is talking about a pekadin. No, it's certainly not Pashm Shas. Where? By the card, you don't have to say lo yetzeisim. Right, if you want, I think in the Shita he brings someone who learns that way, but that's certainly not Bashar Shana. The question is how to answer Rashi. I mean, Lamaisa Rashi Shver, the other Rishayim don't agree with this Nakuda of Rashi. You can still learn the Sugya like Rashi, that Halach is any time I say there's nothing to have a din Torah about. That's why it was Magdim. What we're talking about today has nothing to do with the overriding way to learn Halach that we spoke about yesterday. There are two ways to learn Halach. But Rashi's example of a Halva, of a Lehei Taisim, is very Shver. So the Stipler says that the only way to learn Rashi is that Rashi is going, there's a Mandiyamar in Kiddushin, not in the first parak, but later in Kiddushin, there's a Mandiyamar who disagrees, who has Milva Lavloitz on it. There is such a Mandiyamar, we don't pass them like it. And for some reason, Rashi is explaining this Gemara like yet a Mandiyamar. Stipler says it in the latest Simon. Remember Simon? Is it Chavdalit? Simon Chavdalit, he has the Oris on the Perek. So he just says, the only way to learn Rashi is Milva Lavloitz on it. And this is the way he learned up to Rashi. It's a Deichik in Rashi. It's a very hard thing. I remember Bava Metzia by Rav Kazan, the way I remember he learned, it could be that he said it to shame somebody. I shouldn't say the way I remember he learned. The way my notes remember he learned. This goes back a couple of years. He learned Rashi as follows. He said, everything I told you about Milva Loitzanin is correct. Milva Loitzanin, everything is true. I might have been Miktas. What's the cheshbin of a Maida b'miktsas and a Kaifer HaKoyel? We say a Kaifer HaKoyel is a ha'aza, it's a chutzpah. And a Maida b'miktsas is not such a big chutzpah. That's the basis of Maida b'miktsas and Kaifer HaKoyel. By Heloch, the emes is, anybody who's a lamdin knows Milva Loitzanin. It's true. The emes is Milva Loitzanin. However, listen carefully. When a man walks into Beis Din and someone says, you owe me $100, and he says, I only owe you $50, and that $50 is still in the drawer in my house, it's yours all along, I never touched it. Now, this person's an Amoretz, if he'd be a Talmud Chacham, he would know, Milva Loitzanin Nitna, it doesn't matter if you spent it or you didn't spend it. But Lamaisa, we were talking about a person who doesn't know, he didn't learn, or he doesn't remember what he learned. And he comes in, he says, I never spent it. There's nothing to have a sechsech about. That's what the person is saying. Rashi's saying that such a person, when his mind, he's saying, the 50 you claim, I don't owe you. And the 50 I'm owed, it's sitting in the house. I never owed it to you. It's still the original 50. In his mind, he's the same as a Kaifer HaKoyel. We try to judge what is in his mind. Is he a Oza? Does he have the chutzpah to be Kaifer HaKoyel? So we're saying that in his mind, it is that way. Because he's saying the 50 at home is still yours. And the other 50, I'm denying totally. Now, we might know it will be a Pekadin. Let's say it would be a Pekad. He says, the 50 of a Pekad is in my drawer. I'm denying the other 50. So we would say, he's a Kaifer HaKoyel. It's a chutzpah. He's denying everything. And the 50 is Maida, is the other person. So he's denying everything. That Pekad, we would say, he's denying everything. In Rashi's case, by Halva, it's really the same chutzpah. Because this person, in his Amaratisha mind, he thinks that what he's saying makes sense. He's saying the 50 at home is still in the drawer, I never used it. And the other 50 I deny totally. So in his mind, he's being a Kaifer HaKoyel. Because in his mind, he's saying, I don't owe you anything. One 50 I never touched. And the other 50 I denied. His words are words of denying everything, which makes him not be a Maida b'miktsas. Now, you have to chap to what's going on here. What we're saying is, the chap is
that everyone asks the kasha Rashi because we pass in milvaloitz on it. The chap is, it's true, we pass in milvaloitz on it. And what the person's saying is, taka tiny, it doesn't make sense. He's saying it's in my drawer, and taka was telling him you're an amaret, who cares if it's in your drawer? However, when we judge whether he's a maida b'mitzas, remember, the whole svara maida b'mitzas is that he wants to be maida a little bit, and be mishtaben and everything else. He's like chotzef to deny everything. This person, by saying the words, I don't owe you anything. The 50 I never touched, and the 50 I never borrowed. Such a person, bepeh, he's actually verbally being kaifer hakoil. Even though, when you're a lamdin, and you're the grow, the ran, you realize that what he's saying doesn't make sense. But my nafkamina, we're not judging what the truth is. We're judging, is he a ha'aza? Is he doing a kaifer hakoil, a ha'aza of kaifer hakoil? And that he is doing.
I'm just going against. I know I owe $100.
And
I'm saying
zero.
That's not a cost.
No. I hear what you're saying. Okay,
I owe 100. I'm saying I owe you 50, but I have 50 in my house.
One second. Give me a second. I'll explain to you. Start with the case of Picardin. The Rav says Amoida by Picardin. In the case of Picardin, I say I gave you 2 leichters as a Picardin. You say it's not true. You only gave me 1, and it's in my drawer at home. Is that a Amoida by Mitzas? That, in the case of Picardin, it's not a Maida. That's right, the Ran says, I'm Maida. Why isn't a Maida being accessed? Because we're saying that what's the person doing? He's saying, one life there is yours and it's still at home. It's still yours, totally yours. You can be Magdish or whatever you want. And the other life there, I'm a Kaifer HaKoel. So we call a person that he's being Kaifer HaKoel, even though he's saying, a Picardin of one is true. But he's a kaifer hakol because lamaisa is denying everything. What we're learning pshat and Rashi is that a milva is exactly to a person who never learned to sugya milva leitzan it. A regular ordinary person who didn't learn it or doesn't remember it. You go to average balabas. To him, what's the difference if it's a leichter or if it's $50? It's still the $50, still sitting in the drawer. It's yours all along, he's saying. The $50 is yours, it's yours wherever it is. And the other 50, I'm being kai for HaKal. By comparing it to Picardin, you see that this teretz makes a lot of sense. Because in his mind, it's the same. In the person's mind, it's the same as Picardin. So who cares what the truth is? We only care what he's tining. What he's tining, it's a nice chap in Rashi. Why Rashi had to go through all this to teach this to us, but it's a nice chap and explanation of Rashi, and at least it's a pshat. Otherwise, there's no verta to Rashi without that. Right? Rashi and Rashi has no verta. Akoponim, this is the like I say, the prat of problem with Rashi, the Lo Yotzeis. And shalach b'chamakim shehen, that's just not true. Okay, the emes is that if you give me $50, they're ois your $50, and they become my $50, and that's the emes of them. Okay, what would be by Picardin, Lamaisa? So what I've mentioned to you is that by Picardin, everyone's maida. I should say just about everyone's maida. That by Picardin, it is halach. And the paiskim, all paskim, that it will be this case of Picardin, it would be halach. I just want to make a cheshbon with you. To go through, we have 2 mahalchim in the Gemara. Beis Yosef says, I have to give it to you, mamish. And Rashi says, halach is any time I say there's no halach. So I just want, for the purpose of clarification, and we're going to go through 3, maybe 4 cases, just to have clear which cases are halach and which cases are not. Hopefully it'll help you understand the 2 mahalchim in the halach, which is the main avodah of the sugya. Alright, the case of Picardin. Now listen carefully to what I'm getting at. The case of Picardin, the case I just mentioned. I come to Bez and I say, I gave you 2 leichters to watch, return them. You say, you only gave me 1, and it's in my drawer at home. Is that halach?
Is it Halach? So we just said, we just learned the Gra, that, of course it's Halach. That the round is Maida Tarashi, that's Halach. Now, think carefully. That case, according to Rashi Shita, it's certainly Halach. Because what's Rashi Shita? I'm saying there's no Din Torah. What about according to the Beis Yosef? Is that Halach according to the Beis Yosef? Remember, the Beis Yosef holds Halach means what? I say, here it is. According to the Beis Yosef, what would you say? In a case where I tell you, it's true, one life that you gave me, but that life doesn't draw at home, and I'm not disputing the second one. Light Shitas HaBeis Yosef. Is that Halach? What do you say? Is it hard?
No, it is. Of course
it is. It is Halach.
It's in his house. The whole time it belongs to this guy. So it is.
So it is. Why would someone say it's not? You're right. Someone may think, somebody may argue with me and say it's not Halach. He's not giving it to him in Bezdin. But you're right. The Beis Yosef holds it is Halach, even by Pekadim. Even though Beis Yosef says you have to give it to him in Bezdin. But the answer is I am giving it to him in Bezdin. I'm telling him it's yours, it's in the place you put it. Just like if you put it in your own closet, it would be yours. The same thing if you put it in my closet, it's yours. So the Beis Yosef is really Maida that's Halach. It's also Halach. Even though Beis Yosef, I always have to hand it to you. By Pekadin, it's the same as handing it to you. I'm saying it's in the place you put it. You told the Shliach to put it. I'm the Shliach. You told me to put it. That's where it is. So you follow? That's, even like the Beis Yosef, that's a case of Halach. And by Pekadin, Shach says the Ktzais, who goes with the Beis Yosef's Pshat, also says that Pekadin is Halach. Question. Another case. What would be in a case where I taina that you stole something from me? You stole something. And you say, let's say I say you stole two lifeless from me. And you say, I stole one, and it's in my house, in my drawer, and the second one I deny. Is that Halach? Not the case. I say you stole two lifeless from me. One of them is in my drawer at home, and this is this drawer. The other one I deny. Is that Halach? No, you have to say like Rashi, like the Beis Yosef, right? So first of all, according to Rashi, what would you say? According to Rashi, it's a little more night it is Halach, assuming I'm telling the truth, that it's really there. Like Rashi, it's night that it is Halach. Especially the way we learned the Rashi Lo Yetzesin, the way Chazan explained it, that if as long as I say it's in my drawer at home, even by alone, it's Halach. So like a navel also, it's yours. What about according to the Beis Yosef? Would you say it's Halach? According to the Beis Yosef? Huh? So yes. Why? Ganiv. So is that true that the Ganiv, we say the same thing? The Ganiv is holding it for you. There's one difference between a Ganav and a Shomer, though. A Ganav, it's true. He has Chiyuve Geneva, which is, he's like the most strict Shomer. He's in Chayv and Einzim. But there's one big difference. If someone steals something from me, can I be Magdish it? Can I make it Hegdish? The Gemara says in Pesachim, that if someone steals something from me, shneihem ein yichayim lahakdisha. If someone steals something from me, I can't be magdishit, and the ganav can't be magdishit. Zeh l'fishein eshalai. The ganav can't be magdishit, it's not his. It can't be magdishit, that's not yours. Zeh, why can't the owner be magdishit? L'fisheinai b'shusai. L'fisheinai b'shusai. We learned then There are two parts to owning something. One is shalai, and it's yours. Yours means you're the rightful owner. And the second is bershusai. What does bershusai mean? I'm attached to bershusai. Bershusai is... You have control over it. You have the ability to be meshbiyah. You have control over it. You can get it. A ganiv has kinyani ganeva in the sense that he took it out of the rishus of the owner. The owner can't control it as long as it's by the ganiv. So zeh lefi sheinu shalai, the ganiv can't be magnishit, it's not his. The owner can't be magnishit because it's not rishusai. So every time we learn this Gemara Pesachim, we clear what happens if the ganiv and the owner are magdishit at the same second. Yeah, it's a good hadish then. No. Why? The one who shalai was magdishit, the one who shalai was magdishit.
Because it doesn't work the same way. It doesn't work that each one did one.
Why?
Nobody has the ability to
magdish. It should depend if being magdish something is a din in the cheftza or a din in the gadra. But it's a din in the chayfitz. So what's the problem? The one who would shalai was magdish, and the one who is magdish. It's a din in the magdish. So then there's no person. There's only two half people. And it's like you have a bar mitzvah boy could be magdish. If you have 2 8-year-olds or a shutfim, they can be magdish. Even though 8 and 8 is 16, right? But our koponim, that's a gemara. That zelafi sheir shalai, zelafi sheir b'shus. It's up in the sivis. And the Sivis doesn't go into the Machlokes Rashi and the Beis Yosef. The Sivis is talking Stama, which I assume is like the Beis Yosef, which is the Iker Shita. And the Sivis says that even though by Pikad it's Heilach, but by Geneva it's not Heilach. Because by Geneva, when I say it's yours in my house, it's still in my house. And it's not, therefore it's not a case of Heilach.
Once
he admits
that I owe the money because I stole it,
it's in
my house,
and
he's saying, come over
to
my house, and
then. Right.
Whose
halach is that, Rashi's or
Basi
Isis?
I'm just saying what
he said.
The government just said, so.
Yeah, come to my house and get it, it's
in
my
dream. The government is a shaman. It's in the rishus of the. It could be that once he admits that he stole that.
I don't think just saying it does it. I think you need a kinyan to put it back where Shusa. Even though he plans to return it, well, let's say he plans to return it, he's still chayav an oinsin, like a ganav, right?
Is also
chayav an oinsin. But maybe not. Shem is not chayav an oinsin. Kinyan again, I was chayav an oinsin. I don't think so. I think if he just says I'm returning without kinyanim, then nothing changes. You need a kinyan to change. Without kinyanim, nothing changes.
The owner has the ability to control it. He knows who the government is. If he just wakes up and cries
out, he's at the mercy of the nignav. At the mercy of the ganav. Now, if you give a shomer, he had his mercy too, but he's an honest person. There's no. So here we get to the tricky case. I'm just setting up. I gave you the case of Picardin, which is easy. The case of Geneva, which is easy. I'll tell you a third case, the way I understand it. Some people here will argue with me about this, but I may be wrong, I may be right, I don't know, but let's just talk the case through. The third case. Okay, we have Pekadin, we have Geneva, third case. I'll tell you the case the way that the Pesach Tshuva brings it in Sukkot Na'alif. Okay, Pesach Sukkot Na'alif, he brings it. And he says to look up the Shach. It's true, you have to look up the Shach. It's true, I didn't harva enough on the Shach to be certain about what I'm about to say. But nevertheless, let me just tell you the way it says in the Pesach Tshuva and in the Rebbe Kiva Eger, both in the beginning of Siman Pesach. Here's another case, more complicated than the last two, but Nishke Ferret. We learned in the first Rebbe Chia that if I say, you owe me $100, and you deny everything, and two Adim say, you owe 50, so the Reb Chiya of Daf Gimel said, that's a Maida B'Mitzas. Even though I wasn't Maida anything, I wasn't Maida B'Mitzas, but like the Hei Hadas Piv G'dayla Mei Hadas Eidim, and if Eidim say Mitzas, that's also a type of case of
of my divinity. Fine. No problem. Now, the Derech Hagdama, before I get to the more complicated case. Let's say you say that you gave me two leichtas as a pekat. I say, I didn't get anything. It's baloney. And two Eidim say that I have one leichter as a pekat. And it's in my drawer at home. Is that a case of Halach? Is that a case of Halach? Two Eidim are saying that you did take one leichter as a pekat, and it's in my drawer. So that, everyone will agree, is Halach. Because that's a simple case. Loitei Hidas Piv gets a din of Hidas Eidim gets a din of Hidas Piv. Just like if Amida is a Pekad in my house, it's Halach. If two Eidim say there's a Pekad in my house, it's also Halach. Very Geshmak. The case that Rabbi Kivega brings is the following. Two Eidim say, the Teveya says, you stole $100 from me. Or you stole two leichters from me, then. Teveya says, you stole two leichters. I say, I stole nothing. The Eidim say, he stole one leichter, and it's in his house. Is that a case of Halach? What would you say? Okay, again. It's the same case, right? The first case was Pekadim, now it's switched to Geneva. The first case, the person said he gave me two leichters as a pekadin, and I say not. I say he didn't give me anything, and Eidim say no, he gave one as a pekadin, and it's still there in his house. So in that case, a case of Halach. This case is a case of Geneva. I say I didn't steal anything. I'm not a guy. Two Eidim say he stole one leichter, and it's in his house. It's sitting in his house in the drawer. Who bet? Would you say that's a case of Halach? So what would you say? That Halach? I'll think it through. It's not sort of, at first glance, it shouldn't be complicated at all. But that Halach? Two Eidim say it was stolen, and it's in his house. Is that Halach? A Chayra. The Nesivis just told us a rule that Geneva is not Halach. Because it's not Bishusai. Selfie Shem Shabbat is Eshen Bishusai. The Kodin is Halach, and Geneva is not Halach. That was Nesivis told us. By Moedah Benitzah. So by Eidim, I would say it should be the same thing. I would say that if it's a case of the Kodin, it is Halach. A case of Geneva, it's not Halach. Because it may be true I'm holding it in my house, but it's not Bishusai of the Nignav. I would say it's not him. Yet, and that would make everything geschmack. It would be like a nice way to tie up the whole sugya. Everything's smooth. Pekadin is Halach. Geneva is not Halach. Side by Moedah Mitzvah, side by Eidim, would be very geschmack. However, both the Pesachei Tshuva and Rabbi Kiva Eger quote a Shach, who says that in this case, it is a case of Halach. In the case of Geneva, it is a case of Halach. If it's still be'en, if the leichter is be'en. So when you're learning Simen Peh Zayin, it's a riddle. It sticks out like a sore thumb. Why should that be Halach? Why? What the Shach is saying is that that's a case of Halach. In a case where Eidim say, I stole one of the leichters, and it's still be'en, that's Halach. Why should that be Halach? Just the Vesivis just said that Geneva is not Halach. So the way I understand, and I may be wrong, is that the reason the Shach said it's Halach, because the way I understood the Shach yesterday is the Shach doesn't agree with the Beis Yosef. The Shach goes with Rashi Shita, not like the Paiske. The Shach goes with Rashi Shita in Halach. What was Rashi Shita? Anytime I say there's nothing to have a din Torah about, that's Halach. When two Eidim say to Bezdin, see the leichter in that guy's drawer? That belongs to the Nignav. There's no din Torah. that leichta now goes to the nignav. Two eidim in Bezdin is solid proof. You can't be makish two eidim. So the way I understood the shach is the shach is going with Rashi Shita. Like Rashi Shita, it's true. Nignav is also heilach. And by Maida B'miktas also, he would hold by Maida B'miktas on Geneva, and it's still be'en that it's heilach. That's all the shach going with Rashi Shita in the concept of heilach. What we were speaking about till now was in the Sivis, or Tzais, or Beis Yosef, they're going with the pshat of heilach, which is most paiskim. That heilach is that I'm giving it to you now, but my lamaisa. So then by Geneva, it's Ein Abishusa. Which means the way I understand this shach is not la'alacha. The shach is l'shita, so it goes to Rashi Shita. La'alacha is not that. So these are cases to go through to give you the. Now I may be wrong about pshat the shach. I really am unsure if the shach really learns like Rashi the way I suggested yesterday. There's certain problems in l'shenis shach taka, but at least the way I understand b'shtach l'shenis, this is the way I would understand. The shach, and certainly, no question that there's a sheet that's Rashi, and Rashi would hold that. Okay, so much for the original sugya of Halach. There are other cases of Halach. There are many cases of Halach. Bisman HaZeh, Halach is very important. Because Bisman HaZeh, nobody swears. So if you're ever going to be a Maida B'miktas, not only is Bezin going to pass me, you have to swear, but Bezin's really going to make you pay. It's not good. You should try to avoid being a Maida B'miktas if you can, okay? Because you're going to get into trouble. So if you ever are in such a situation of being Maida B'miktas, before you go to Bezin, just make sure you chazer the sugya of Halach. And you know, whatever you could do, you go to Bezin with the cash, and you pay up right away, whatever your Maida, to make sure you get to the Beis Yosef Shita. Don't go to Bez and tell them, well, Rashi says it's good enough if I tell you it's in my drawer at home. That's not going to work. You have to go into Bez and pay up. And Halach is very nice. There's one more case of Halach. Probably many more, but one more on the page in Shulchan Aruch. So we had Halach by a loan, by a pekadon, by a geneva. There's another interesting case, which is told in the Sugya and Daf Kuf. I have a store. I sell chitim. I sell wheat. I sell flour. So you come into my store and you say, I paid you last week for 100 pounds of flour. I say, you only pay me 50 pounds of flour. Go to the back of the store. I have this big silo in the back with thousands and thousands of pounds of silos. I tell you, go ahead, take your flour. You only pay for 50. You say you paid for 100. Is that Halach? I come into Bezdin. I tell Bezdin. Now, it's not like I tell Bezdin, I owe him $100. And Bezdin has to wonder where I'm going to get my $100 from. I walk into Bezdin. I bring a truck full of flour. And I tell him, here's the flour. Here it is. It's your 50 pounds of flour. And finished. No din Torah. Halach. Now, I would think that's Halach. It's a regular case. What's the difference? $50, 50 pounds of flour. No? I would think that's a regular case of Halach. So I laid everybody, if I bring it into Bez, then they're ready to pay, that it should be Halach. And yet, the Ktsais seems to be mefakfek if that's Halach. Because Halach is, there's one leichter, and that leichter is in my house. Which leichter? It's a davar mesuyim. I could point to which one. That's halach. By the 50 pounds of flour, you can't point to which 50 pounds of flour it is. Can you point to which 50 pounds it is? It's any of the 50 pounds I choose to give you. Now, it's true, if I give it to you before the din Torah, once I give it to you, so it's no different than cash. If I give you cash for a loan, there's nothing to talk about. It's a thing. But where I'm saying, your 50 pounds, it's here. Go take it. The site says that's not halach. It's not the same as a leichter. Buy a leichter, if you give me cash, let's say for a car.
and I or an Ebbet cut, I tell you that here it is, it's yours. That's Eilach. It's not saying it's yours, b'chol makom shehu. But that does not hold true of something. When you buy a car, you're buying a specific car. You're buying an Ebbet, it's a specific Ebbet. When you're giving me money and I say it's 50 pounds, I'm not saying which 50 pounds. So if it's choice, that's not Eilach. Eilach is either I give it to you right now, the Beis Yosef says, or I say that the 50 pounds in my store, that's your 50 pounds. When you gave me money for a car, you gave me money for an Eved, it's a specific Eved. So that's Halach. I don't, even the Beis Yosef says, I don't have to give it to you in Bez. I'm just holding it for you. If I'm just holding it for you, then that's not Halach. Then that is Halach. If I'm just holding it, if a carton for you, that's Halach. But if I say I'm holding the 50 pounds for you, it's your 50 pounds of flour in my store, you paid me for it, but I can't show which 50 pounds it is, that's not Halach. So Zaktik Tzais, in a store situation, it will come out like this. You give me money to buy something. If you gave me money for a specific item, you're buying a rare coin, so you gave me money for it, so it's a specific coin. Or you're buying something made special for you. It's a birthday cake that has written your name on it. So you're buying a specific item, but then it's like a pekud by the meichel. Because wherever I'm holding it, I'm just your shliach to hold it. My she'en kein, where it's 50 pounds of flour, it could be any 50 pounds, that's not halach. That's a difference that the tzais makes between two situations of halach. So by money, it would be the same thing. Money is the same as flour. If I give it to you, remember, the Beis Yosef, the tzais goes to Beis Yosef Shita. Halach is only if I give it to you right now in Beis Din, before the Pesach Din, I hand it to you. Flour, the same thing. If I bring you the 50 pounds of flour and I hand it to you, that'll be halach, for sure. But let's say I say, it's your 50 pounds, you gave me money for it, it became yours, it's sitting in my store. Even I say, did a king of Khalif, and it's sitting in your store. But I can't say which 50, so that's not cool, that it's your 50 pounds sitting in the store. This is the chiluk that the tzais makes when you buy things, that it depends if you could say which one. And again, it's really a big klal, which I mean, any time a person is buying something, I once spoke about, I don't remember which was after, but you had a similar case, which is really in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I'm going to the store, and you tell me to buy a container of milk. You say, oh, you're going to the store, buy me a container of milk. Talking to yeshiva guys. You tell me, buy a soda. Oh, you're going to the grocery, buy me a Pepsi. Right? So I go to a grocery, I buy you a Pepsi, and on my way back to from the store to yeshiva, someone steals it from me. Whose loss is it? You didn't give me money. You just asked me, do me a favor, buy me a Pepsi, and when you give it to me, I'll pay. I go to the store, I buy you a Pepsi. On the way home, it gets stolen. Whose loss?
Yours.
My loss? Who, me? I'm the one who bought it. Is that so? I'm the one who bought it. Yeah, but you said I should buy a Pepsi. When I bought the Pepsi, it became designated. Which one? I could be Mekadosh. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch it says that if you tell me to buy you a soda, Stam Das is when I go to the store and I pick up the Pepsi, I'm cutting it for you. I'm cutting it for you. It becomes your Pepsi in the store. I'm buying it for you. I don't like Pepsi. I'd rather drink root beer. Right. So I'm buying a Pepsi. Why am I buying a Pepsi? Because you like Pepsi. So I'm buying a Pepsi for you. It becomes your Pepsi. Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch says that if I buy you a Pepsi, I'll tell you another case. The Divrei Chaim's case. My favorite tshuva of the Divrei Chaim. Ma'ase Shehaya Kachaya. Someone told the shliach, you're going to the store, buy me a lottery ticket. Buy me a lottery ticket. So he went to the store and he bought a lottery ticket. He came back
He put the lottery ticket in his pocket and he came back, and of course, what's the story? That before he gave it to the other person, before he got around to giving it to him, it won. Lottery ticket won. But a person said, you know what? I'm going to keep the lottery ticket. Worth a lot of money now. So they came to Divrei Chaim with the Shana. Divrei Chaim said, look, it's a Mechaber Shulchan Aruch. If you go to the store and you buy something, then that item, you're kind of for the other person. It's bought for him. As I state in Shulchan Aruch. However, let's say I'm going to the store to buy a Pepsi for myself. The same size, whatever, 20 ounce Pepsi. And you say to me, oh, you're going to the store? Buy one for me too. So I go into the store and I buy two Pepsis. One for me, one for you. And now, on the way home, it gets stolen. Guess what? The din changes. In that case, it's not your Pepsi. Why? What's the difference? What is I buy you a Pepsi? Or I buy you a Pepsi and me a Pepsi? The answer is, it's not Mesuyim. I buy two Pepsis, which is yours and which is mine. I don't put my initials on it. The guy goes to the store, he buys two sodas, he's buying one for himself and one for the other person. He's not designating, the word is, there's no Chafetz Mesuyim, there's no specific item that I'm buying for you. If there's no Chafetz Mesuyim, then on the way home, if it gets stolen, it's my loss. Because I can't say you were kinder. Which one were you kinder? It's not designated. This is a chilek in when you buy something. This is mamish, this is a machaber. You know, this is Mecha Chomenka. The Ksais is saying the same thing by Halach. He's saying by Halach, if I tell you that something that I have, you're teveya for me that 100 pounds. You're teveya for me two leichters. And I say I only sold you one. It's a specific leichter. Leichters are something which we're talking about a specific leichter. We're talking about a specific leichter, that's Halach. Just like when I buy one Pepsi, it's a Pepsi, there's this one leichter I have in my house, we're saying it's yours, that's Halach, because it's yours, the Choma Kishu, unless I'm a Gan, if it's different, but in a regular case, we're saying, I sold it to you, or I'm a Shomer, it's yours. So the size, not so, in the case of the Chitim, of the flour. If you say that 50 pounds of flour, you say, I sold you 100 pounds of flour. I say 50. In my silo, I have 10,000 pounds of flour. I'm saying 50 of those are yours. So, there's no Dover Mesuyan. There's no specific 50 pounds. Like the person who bought two Pepsis. There's no Haloch. There's nothing to say, this is the one. If I can't say this is the one, that's not Haloch. That's not a case of Haloch. Haloch has to be able to be that you could point to which one it is. That's the case of him. Which case? In the other days? Oh, so the question is, now think about what you're asking. The question is, on the other days, the Shtar says, Slondinian. So now we go to Bezdin, and it's a case of two. Then I'm like, then two. The Gemara says it's Halach. So we said, Loi Rashi, it's good at Halach. There's no din Halach. But La Halacha, after be giving it to you, I'm not giving you two specific ones. So you're right. This is really the Kasha. This is a different way of phrasing the Kasha that the Omid Beis doesn't stem with Rashi. How is Dinyan a case of Halach? And you have to go back to the Mahalach we had yesterday of the Ksais, who says it's taka not really a case of Halach. It's just similar to Halach. Because the Ksais said Halach is any time that Bez doesn't have to give a psak. That's Halach. Normally, if I give it to you, Bez doesn't have to give a psak. So the Ksais said that Dinrim is also a case where you don't need a psak, because the person has a shtar, and a shibut karkois, like Rashi says, so you don't need a psak Bez. So that's why it's similar to Halach, but taka not mamish Halach. You're right. It's not, Dinrim is not mamish Halach. I'm not giving you the Dinrim, because there are no specific Dinrim. It's only similar to Halach, in the sense that since there's a shtar, and there's a shibut karka, so the peasant doesn't have to pass it. It's automatic. But what you're asking is really the kasha that we had, that the Amid Beis doesn't shtim It depends on the sheet. Okay, so this is these are cases of Halach. Tomorrow we're going to do Ein Nishban Al Kfir Shibbek HaKais. There's a Rambam and a Ravid and a Magen Mishnah and a Navi Meluim and a Rakaim on the Sugya. I would advise you all before Shia tomorrow to know the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Magen Mishnah, at least before Shia tomorrow. It's something we once spoke out, I think, because we're going to go into the Rakaim, yeah, the Meluim probably. If the Rambam and Ravid are new to you, it's hard to get the new things clear. So you can look this up, either it's in Hilchos Ishus, in the Grach, it's in Perek Tezayin of Hilchos Ishus. It's also in the Reb Naftali here on the Gemara, in the Shirei Reb Shmuel here in the Gemara. Everyone, most of the Achrayim, if you look in the Achrayim Shesfarim, once it's Reb Chaim, everyone brings it down. And,